On Wednesday, December 4th, I'm having cataract surgery, something the vast majority of people who make it into their 60s or 70s get. I've had cataracts my whole life, though I never knew that until the 1980s, when I bought my first top-line pair of binoculars. I kept looking at things near and far, and then checking how well aligned they were and how perfect the optics were by closing one eye and then the other. Oddly enough, everything was a bit dimmer and yellowish-browner through one eye than the other. I asked my ophthalmologist at my next visit, and he said that I had congenital cataracts with that eye, much worse than the other. Ophthalmologists wait until the cataracts are what they call ripe, and as old as mine are, they were not ready until this fall. As Hamlet said, the ripeness is all. My ophthalmologist always does the non-dominant eye first, which in my case is the right one. She'll do the left eye in 2 weeks. I had to make one major decision before surgery, what kind of lens I want implanted. The standard, which was the only option for a long time, is a monofocal intraocular lens focused for distance. Now you can choose monofocal lenses focused for intermediate or near vision, and some people choose one for distance for one eye and one for close-up or intermediate for the other. Nowadays, multifocal intraocular lenses are also available, working much like bifocals or trifocals. One of my close friends has Rezoom multifocal lens implants, which have concentric circles with a different correction in each. The one problem she notices is that sometimes she's looking through two rings of correction and sees a bit of a shadow along a sharp edge, but her brain has learned to accommodate for that. It also causes glare around bright lights, which affects her distance perception, and she doesn't like driving at night. Me, I'm going with the monofocal distance vision in both eyes. I've been nearsighted my whole life, so this will take some adjusting. For the first time ever, I'll need glasses for mid and close-up vision, and will have to get in the habit of wearing reading glasses on a chain, like a stereotypical little old lady in tennis shoes. I know lots of people who've had this surgery, and almost everyone has been delighted with the results. Cataracts have a brownish discoloration, and when that's gone, everyone says the world will look brighter again. For me, that brightness may be more surprising than it is for most, because my congenital cataracts almost certainly made colors appear off my entire life. I can't wait to see what Cuban toadies really look like. As both a birder and a photographer, I'll have to deal with some practical issues. This year's Christmas bird count is on the 14th, after my right eye should be pretty well healed, but a few days before my left eye is done. That means the two eyes will be wildly divergent as far as where they focus. For a while before getting bifocals, I used to wear a single contact lens, giving me that kind of vision. I adjusted pretty quickly to focusing on different things with my right or my left eye. On bird count day, my right eye will focus on the birds, and I'll be able to see my cell phone to record birds with the eBird app with my left eye. But I'll have to set my binoculars diopter adjustment for the different focal lengths of my two eyes. After the second surgery, I'll have to redo that again when both eyes have close to identical focal lengths. And after the second eye is done, I'll have to adapt to putting on reading glasses to use eBird or review photos via the LCD screen on my camera. To take those photos in the first place, I'll have to make an adjustment on my camera's eyepiece for my new vision. I don't review my photos on the screen very often in the field, so I'll focus the eyepiece for my vision without glasses. Getting older has some unpleasant costs, but cataract surgery will almost certainly make my distance vision the best it's been in my whole life. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.